The 12th day of the blessed month of Bauna, the commemoration of the Archangel Michael. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Archangel Michael, the intercessor of the human race, the one who appeared to Joshua, the son of Nun, and encouraged him and told him, "As captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come?" Archangel Michael made the city of Jericho to fall into Joshua's hands, and he stopped the sun for Joshua. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 135 AD, St. Justus, the sixth pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. This saint was an honorable and learned man before his ordination. He was baptized by St. Mark the Apostle, along with his father, his mother, and others. St. Annianus, the second pope, ordained him a deacon and then a priest, and appointed him to preach and teach the people. He was chosen for the papacy to succeed Pope Primus. He shepherded his people with the best of care for 10 years, and Pope Justus departed at a pleasing, good, old age. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, on the 12th of Bauna, in 1092 AD, the great Pope, St. Kyrillus II, the 67th Pope of Alexandria, passed away. He became a monk in Samaet of Singar. Because of his knowledge and righteousness, they chose him to be a patriarch, a successor to St. Christodoulos, the 66th Pope. His enthronement was on the 22nd of Barumhat in 1078 AD. Some of the bishops disobeyed the pope and decided to depose him. They assembled a council from 47 bishops for this purpose. When the Fatimid governor knew of this dissension, he called the bishops to his orchard, and he harshly talked to them with words God had put in his mouth. The overseer of the orchard, Yasib, sided with those who opposed the pope. Peter, the pope's disciple, removed him, and an exchange of words took place between them while the pope was coming out of the meeting. The pope told the overseer, "If the governor has authority, Christ has authority over the heaven and earth." The pope dismounted his horse and made a matanya before him. On the next Saturday, the governor became enraged with the overseer of his orchard. He went there and ordered the beheading of the overseer. That was the same place where the pope had made the matanya to him, and in the same hour. The governor told the dissenting bishops, "You all should be in accordance and obey your archbishop." Thus, they all were reconciled and went to the church of St. Mercurius. They celebrated the Divine Liturgy on Saturday and Sunday, and then went to their parishes rejoicing. This pope remained on the chair for 14 years, 2 months, and 13 days, and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. This day also marks the departure of St. Euphemia. She was the wife of a man who feared God and gave much alms to the poor. He kept 3 festivals every month: the commemoration of the Archangel Michael on the 12th day, the commemoration of the Mother of God on the 21st day, and the commemoration of the Nativity of Our Lord on the 29th of each Coptic month. When the day of his departure grew near, he commanded his wife to keep this custom, to not stop the giving of alms to the poor, and to do the acts of charity, especially on these 3 festivals. He painted a picture of the Honorable Archangel Michael and gave it to her. After he passed away, she continued to fulfill his will. Satan was jealous of her, and he came to her disguised as a monk, who talked to her, expressing his pity for her. He advised her to get married, to bring forth children, and to refrain from doing the charitable deeds lest she finish her money. He told her also that her husband had received the kingdom, and he had no need of the almsgiving. She answered, saying, "I have vowed not to consort with another man after my husband." She went on to say, "If birds as the doves and the ravens do not take second mates, how then can men who are created in the form of likeness of God do this?" The devil left her angry. When the feast of the archangel had come and she had prepared all what she needed as her custom, Satan appeared to her in the form of an angel and said to her, "Peace be to you. The angel Michael has sent me to you, commanding you to cease from these alms and to marry a believing man." When he told her, "A woman without a man is like a ship without a captain," and he began to bring her proofs out of the Holy Bible in regard of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and others like them, who had married wives and pleased God. She replied, saying, "If you are an angel of God, where is the cross, the symbol of your military service? For the soldier of the king never goes to any place without his symbol with him." When Satan heard these words from her, he returned to his original form and jumped on her to choke her. She cried out for the Archangel Michael, whose feast she was celebrating, and he delivered her immediately from the devil. The Archangel Michael told her, "Go and arrange your affairs, for you shall soon depart from this world today. And behold, the Lord has prepared for you what eyes cannot see and ears have not heard, and nor has it occurred to the heart of man." And then he gave her the greeting of peace and went up to heaven. After Saint Euphemia had celebrated the feast of the Archangel Michael, she sent for the father, the bishop, and the priest. She gave them all her money to give to the poor and the needy. Then she took the picture of the Honorable Archangel Michael and prayed before it. She laid it upon her face and breast and then departed in peace. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.